Hi guys, how are you? Aww, happy summer. So exciting to have the sun out, right? Happy new month. I am so thankful for you. Honestly, you're still rolling with me, man. You are the true MVP for real. Look at me putting on my American accent. Girl. Anyways, guys, how are you doing? I hope all is well with you and your amazing family. Welcome to another episode of Glam with Grace, okay? We are doing awesome with this consistency thing, right, guys? We're doing so awesome with it. I mean, this is month 7, and I have constantly recorded 2 times a month, which is what I promised. Based on my schedule, that's all I can permit for now. Yeah, I am really so proud of myself. I'm literally just patting myself and giving God the glory and praise for being able to stick to this, honestly, because I really feel like if you want anything to grow, you have to be consistent. You cannot just do it one time and stop. And I remember that was one of the things that Raheem told me, that Jimmy, keep talking, keep recording. Your podcast was very inspiring. So, you know, I'm always very motivated to just come, you know, with the help of the Lord and just keep talking to you guys and encouraging you. Today is going to be similar to the last podcast. If you... Funny about that, last podcast was so funny because I was supposed to talk about how I balanced and I ended up talking about how my relationship with my husband, how it all started. I guess that's what the angle that God wanted me to take. So today I'm actually trying to address how I do it all for real. But I'm just tackling it. And now I'm going to have the parenting section, which is finding balance in parenting, ministry and entrepreneurship and marriage, period. And just life. How do we do it all? You know, that's how some people get burnt out and crash. So I'm going to be literally talking about that properly today. Hopefully we do not digress. But bear with me while I play the introduction and I'll be back shortly. Hi guys, how are you? And welcome to my new season. Yay! This is Jumi. I am glam naturally because I am glam with grace. Welcome to my podcast. Hi again, guys. So I am back and thank you for your patience, okay? If you listen, if you dance, I like to dance, okay? I dance during the song, the introduction. I love to dance. But honestly, thank you so much for tuning in right now and thank you for listening. I don't know if you're driving, wherever you are, you were meant to be here, so don't skip, okay? Just listen to all I have to say today. It's not going to be that long. Hopefully it's not too long because I want to keep it, you know, short and sweet. So just as I said in my introduction, for how do I find the balance in parenting and ministry and entrepreneurship? again and again, Philippians chapter, actually I'm wearing the shirt today, if you're watching YouTube, Philippians chapter 4 verse 17, and it says, I can do all things through Christ that gives me strength, yay. And I think this became my motto, especially, this is a Bible verse I grew up reciting almost every day, but it became my motto in 2019 because entrepreneurship almost drove me crazy. Okay, guys, I'm going to be real. All right. Okay. I know a lot of people out there are trying to make it like so fancy. Oh my gosh. Did I just put on my British accent? Trying to make it all fancy or white. But honestly, when I tell you, it can be very tiring and so draining sometimes, especially the beginning stage where you really don't know what you're doing. It's like nobody really tells you what to do. A lot of things that I learned was just picking it up on the way. I didn't study business. I didn't study marketing. I went to school and I studied law. If I knew that I was going to be a chief marketer one day for Glam Naturally Oil, I would have studied marketing. You see why it's so important for us to ask God when you want. I know I keep, everything has to have God in it. I mean, the guidance of the Lord will honestly help you. But I really wish that I really asked, because I just thought I was supposed to be a lawyer, an attorney, a barrister, a solicitor. Because growing up, my parents said, you talk too much, you're going to be a lawyer one day. And that just stuck in my brain that, okay, because I'm a child that loves to talk, ends this podcast, right? I'm talking. I love to talk. I like to express myself, okay? I'm definitely going to be using this mouth to fight for people. That's what I thought my destiny was. But no, it's not my destiny. I know that I'm meant to be selling Christ, if that makes sense. So I have gone through so much training in sales that in marketing Christ, right? I'm like, oh wow, this purpose, it makes sense. Like, I'm gonna have a podcast on how to know what your God-given purpose is, because our parents kind of, you know, they don't know. That's why I'm very careful with my kids. And I'm going to talk about parenting in a bit, but I'm very careful with them. I'm not always trying to, oh, because you're good at this, this is what you're meant to be. I just let them, like Divine, for example, my 5-year-old, she has been telling us since she was 2 years old that she wants to be a medical doctor. This is not something that I spoke to her about. This is not something that we ever encouraged her to do, but at that young age, I tell you, she's 5, 3 years after. She still talks about it. She's very strongly opinionated about it. Like, she would tell, if I'm sick or somebody in the house is sick, she said, excuse me, you don't need to go to the doctor. I'm the doctor in this house. I'm going to treat you. That's how deep this conversation is. So we know that, okay, this seemed like this is what she came from heaven. This is the idea that God actually brought with her. Because how can you be 2 years old and you already said, I want to be a medical doctor. She actually wanted to be a firefighter. But she's more passionate. She would say, I want to be a medical, but then she goes, but how am I going to be a medical doctor and a firefighter at the same time? This smart little girl. And one time thank God the Holy Spirit guided me into saying this. I'm like, you know what? You can still be both. And she was like, oh, how, mommy? I mean, you can volunteer for the services here. But then she got nervous. Oh, okay. Now they're getting practical. That girl's too smart. We're getting practical, but I don't want to get hurt. I'm like, okay, how about this? If any of the firefighters gets hurt, you take care of them and you treat them and make them better. You have no idea how the light, I've never seen such a light, how, oh, she was like, mommy, you are so right. Oh, so I'm kind of a firefighter because I'm helping firefighters. Like, yes, darling, that's it. Just like that, that's simple. Like, God gives wisdom, right? And this comes into how I'm handling parenting, okay? Like, I honestly, like, will wake up in the morning. Before I wake up, I'll tell the Holy Spirit, please help me parent. Because I know just some things that I inherited that I don't like when it comes to parenting, that I'm constantly asking the Lord. Like, I'm that kind of parent that will apologize 20 million times a day because I can scream. Okay, I can scream. It's just my nature. I love to scream. I have so much energy. And the energy and the frustration comes out as well when I'm sometimes upset, okay? It comes out. It doesn't mean to come out, but it does. But when it does, I apologize. Oh my God, I need me to scream. Please come, give me a hug. You know, I'm that kind of mother that would cry when I do something wrong. And my kids just always feel so sorry for me. Like, gosh, this mother is such a mess. But I'm a mess in the Lord, you know? Like, I am a work in progress. Or I'm not trying to come here to try to prove anything that I'm perfect. No. I have my own flaws, but I'm constantly asking the Lord to help me through my flaws. Asking the Spirit, oh God, Holy Spirit, okay, I think I messed up. Please help me. Or Holy Spirit, tame my tongue. Or Holy Spirit, fix my face. You know, sometimes I don't have to say anything. It's just this face. This face would just talk to you. You understand what I'm talking about. But I'm just saying, like, Holy Spirit, fix my face. Like, Holy Spirit, I always say this to my church member, our church family as well, as that, oh gosh, Holy Spirit, fix my face because I don't want to upset anybody. I'm always asking, you have no idea. You might not even do anything. You're offending people. I tell Holy Spirit to help me in such situations. So, yeah, I'm constantly asking for the Spirit of the Lord to guide me, to give me wisdom, even in handling my husband in marriage, to be more submissive. Because that was something that I struggled with. I hated submission, period. I didn't want to submit. Like, and that's why I didn't want to be a pastor's wife. Another thing, because I've always, like, been the firstborn. I've always, control and all that. Not that I want to be in control, but I just didn't like the fact that women had to submit. Submission is another topic another day, but God had to teach me, because I had to tell the Holy Spirit, help me to be able to be submissive to my husband, to be loving. I know I love him, but to actually, to submit, to respect, and the Holy Spirit took me through a process. To the glory of God, it took us through a process, okay? The Nigerian accent is coming out. But it took me through a process, okay? It took me through a process, and I really give the glory to God. Yeah, so how do I balance it all? Parenting, I intentionally ask the Holy Spirit, because during pandemic, I was very stressed during COVID. I was stressed, even the business was so stressful for me back then, because I had to literally, I had to be a full-time homeschool mom. Because before, at least Nisi and Divine would go to school, I'll get a break. Divine would go to a daycare, I'll get a break. So I know, okay, these days, during the week, like now, I don't have the kids. I can self-care and take care of me, if that makes sense. But then during the pandemic, I was with them every single day. It was driving me crazy, guys. It was driving me nuts. Like, I just became very, like a hungry black woman. That's what I would say. I had to tell my husband that this is not healthy for me. It's not healthy. Every day I'm with the kids. Every day I'm doing everything. And I have to run the business. I have customers screaming at me. I have the marketers. I'm dealing with so much. And luckily my husband was able to come and help me, because I was just losing it. I'm like, I need a break. I need a mental break. I need a physical break from it all. You know, so there is a point where, you know, you just, your body, your mind, your spirit, your soul can't take it anymore. And let's forget about prayers, because, you know, prayers is different, but then you still got to take care of your body. That's important. That's why I'm always asking in this podcast that, how is your mental and physical health doing and your spiritual health? They all go together. They're all intertwined. You cannot separate any. You cannot pray more and then leave your body, or you walk out of the Lord and then you desert your prayer life and your spiritual life. It has to all come together for you to be an entire, fully, you know, full being. I'll put it that way. Yeah. And that's basically what it was. That pandemic drove me nuts and crazy. It wasn't the best. I didn't like it at all. Some moms, they have the patience, they can homeschool, but that's not my strength, and I'm not even going to try to front. It was never my strength. I didn't like homeschooling. I just didn't like it. Even homework kind of stresses me out sometimes. I still get upset that they in school all day, they have to come back and do homeworks. We had to hire a tutor for that. Like, I can't be bothered, okay? I feel like some people are, it's a gift. They're teachers. Like, when it comes to things like that, it's their strength and they can handle it. But for those like me that struggle, it doesn't come natural. It takes the grace of God. But parenting in general, I am always constantly, that's all you can do. This world is so dark. So dark that if you're not constantly asking the Holy Spirit to help you to parent, it's a tough job to be a parent in the 21st century, okay? I feel like it's harder for us. My parents had it easy. We have to deal with more. We have to deal with social media. We have to deal with so many other things, right? That I'm constantly praying for my children. Like, you could ask them. I pray for them almost 5 times a day. Like, as soon as they come close to me, my spirit just starts praying for them. It's like, it's become such an habit that I don't even have to think about praying for my kids anymore. It just comes out naturally, because I'm constantly just thinking about, spirit, guide them, lead them, peer pressure when it comes, because it will come. Help them to be bold like a lion. Put that gentle spirit in them as well, but be bold when it comes to things that are bad, that they can put their feet down and go, no, that's not for me. And I'm still cool about it, you know? So let them have their own mind, their own mind. I'm always constantly praying that God help my children. So that's how I balance parenting, to be honest with you, because sometimes it's a lot. And then what else is, I always take time for myself. I celebrate myself. That's why I'm always celebrating my birthdays. I celebrate me. I take time out to do me. I take time to self-care. I like to go to the gym. I like to work out on my body. I like to do my nails. I like to look good. You know, just little self-care, because you cannot neglect yourself in marriage or parenting. Because one day those kids are going to go older. They're going to get older. They're going to go off to college. They're going to get married. They're going to get out of your nest. And what happens to you? What would you say happened to you? Oh, you spent all your life taking care of kids. Now you've lost your identity. No. You find your purpose in parenting, in marriage, in ministry. For me, in ministry, find, this is a ministry for me. Me coming to encourage women, to empower women. I have a blog, Jimmy OG blog, where I just, you know, I have quite a few entrepreneurs in my circle. I speak with them, I interview them, I share their story to encourage someone else. So I'm constantly doing things for women, because I know that God has given me a woman ministry. I saw this even as a child. God gave me a woman, He has given me a woman ministry, and this is a ministry. Finding time out to record a podcast is my ministry. Finding time out to come to encourage you, it's my purpose. Finding time out to, you know, to do this is all part of it. So while my children are doing their own thing, I'm also doing what God has called me to do. I am not losing my identity in marriage. I'm not losing my identity in ministry either. And I'm not losing my identity in business, because at the end of the day, the business I've been called to do is the business of the Lord, you know. But God wants you to be you. He doesn't want you to change because I'm in ministry. Now I have to change my personality. No, my personality was made for ministry. My personality was made, you know, for people. I love people. I generally love people. Before I distanced myself from you, you must have done something very bad. But I'm generally a loving person. That's how God created it. It's a gift. Not everybody has it. And I tell my husband all the time that I feel like my personality was made for ministry, you know. Just showing people what Christ should look like, if that makes sense. Letting people to be repelled by Christ or be repelled by the thought of Christianity. We are meant to be the ambassador for Christ. Somebody was telling me, one of our church family was telling me today that we have an ambassador and we have to represent him well. So me coming here to talk to you is part of my ministry. And the business, yes, I think I mentioned it last time. entrepreneurship at the beginning was very tough. When I started doing full-time, I didn't know how to time manage myself. I would spend almost all week doing inventory logistics, and I had people working for me in the back scene, but I was doing the hard work, you know, doing the production, doing the shipping. My family would help. The time that we're meant to be spending time together. That's why when you charge a price as an entrepreneur, don't feel bad, because a lot of times you're taking, it's the time that you're meant to, the quality time that you're meant to be spending with your family. You can't even put a price on that. So if I want to charge $50 for one bottle and you don't want to buy it, then you're not meant for me. Because I understand it's not just the bottle you're buying. You're buying the time away from my kids. You're buying the time away from the ministry, the time away from the things I'm supposed to be doing. That's what you're buying. Now you're buying the products, but you're also buying all of that. But people do not see that. So if you want to charge a price, please be comfortable. Those that are meant for you will find you. And those that are not meant for you, they're just not meant for you. And it's the truth. So the Holy Spirit had to take me through that process, because I'm like, God, is my price too expensive for my product, for Glam Naturally Oil? And the Holy Spirit had to tell me, no, that's the right price. Do you know the amount of time I've wanted to change my bottle to like $5, $10? And the Holy Spirit said, what are you doing? Did I ask you to do that? The Holy Spirit would tell me, that's not what you're meant to be doing. Okay. And then he opened my eyes to see, like, look, they are buying all of this. They are buying the comfort they're taking away from you to be able to get a good quality product. They're buying all that time. So don't feel bad, okay? And that's how I balance it all. Marketing. I think I'm going to have a whole podcast just dedicated to marketing, because I know there's a lot of entrepreneurs that are just struggling to grow their business because they don't know how to market it well. This is something I've had to learn. Like, I've learned Google Analytics. So funny. I have a very strong presence on LinkedIn as well, at Jumi Oguyemi. And I just, you know, it's so funny, like, after years of doing something over and over again, even if you don't go to school to study, you become an expert, if that makes sense. Google Analytics is very important to help your business grow, because that's how you're able to gather data. LinkedIn, I don't know the target. They was like, oh, take the test on to see if you're an expert in Google Analytics. I took the test, and I scored one of the highest score. And guys, I am not even into tech. I'm also like, yes, you're into tech. You're doing Google. I got the certificate for being an expert in Google Analytics, and I've never gone to school to study it. But years of, I'm just very involved and in tuned in my business, that I want to understand everything going on, that I've learned, I've picked up from marketers. I learned from my marketers. I learned from them. I'm like, oh, tell me how that's done. Don't knowing that I'm actually increasing my knowledge when I'm doing that. So, so I do find time to increase my knowledge, because you always have to keep learning. You have to keep learning. Next, what's going to work this year is definitely not going to work next year. I mean, Raheem told me about 4 years ago that TikTok is going to be the next big thing. I didn't believe him. Guess what? It is the next big thing now. So you always have to keep trying everything that works for your brand, which is what worked for me as I go. And I'm also learning how to rebrand. Sometimes I'm always rebranding. I'm just staying consistent. Consistency is key. And one day you realize, oh, I had to go through that because of this. Okay. So that's basically how I balance it all. Last time I spoke about my marriage, so you can go and listen to it. What I spoke about, you know, balancing marriage and everything. But yeah, as I said, it's very short. Like I said, it's my relationship with the Lord that keeps me going, and trying to find a balance of my spirit, my soul, and my body. You know, taking, going to the gym, self-care is the body, the prayer, the spiritual walking, reading the Bible, prayer, journaling, talking to God, having a relationship with Him. You know, that's definitely my mental health. I take care of that as well. I'm trying, always reading something that's mental health. I don't allow stress. I mean, I had to go through a season to be able to learn how to not allow stress to control me. So now God is just helping me find different ways, you know, to be whole, because we have to be whole. It's important to be whole. And this is the reason why I'm doing this podcast, because you can be whole. If you allow the Holy Spirit to walk through you and submit to His will, you will be whole. I hope this podcast has blessed you. It's actually a short one, because I have to, go get my kids off the bus. But I truly enjoyed talking to you today. I hope this has been a blessing. Like I said, okay, you really have to, like, come on. You have to join the tribe. You have to join the family, Jumi Grow family. Go everywhere. Find JUWMIE Grow and send me a comment. Send me a DM if this has blessed you. Go watch it on YouTube as well, because I do it live, right? So my YouTube followers, I love you. Thank you for watching. Thank you for constantly showing love. You know, God bless you. But that's it for today. Have a super duper blessed day. Bye-bye. Bye.